Today's shir is Masech Yevam Staf Kuf Yud Aleph. We will begin on Daf Kuf Yud Amud Beis, three lines from the wide line. We learned in the Mishnah that if a man left over a ketana and a chereshes, the halacha is that the bia of the Yavam, the Yibam of the Yavam, in one of them, they're not considered equivalent. And since they're not considered equivalent, the halacha is the ein bias achs mehen peteres chavrasa. The bia of one would not take care of the other one. Even though, as we've learned, Baruch Hashem, so many times, that the halacha is that if a man leaves over two wives, the yibam of the chalitza of one wife takes care of the other wife, not in such a situation. Says the Gemara, Amar Rav Nachman, Ashkachtel Rav Adar Bar Hava Lor Rav Chanan Chasnei. I met Rav Adar Bar Hava and his son-in-law Rav Chanan. The Yasu V'Kamei Kvasai. They were sitting and gathering Talmidim. Rashi says two pshatim. One pshat is that they were gathering Talmidim around them. Another pshat is that they were asking each other questions. They were quizzing each other. This took place, says the Gemara, B'shukah D'Pumbedisa, in the marketplace of Pumbedisa. Vamri, and they were asking, Hada Tanan, this that we just learned, that we learned in our Mishnah, we just quoted, that when you have two wives, one is a ketana and one is a chereshes, the halacha is ein bias achsman peter tzrasa hani mili the nafalei miocha pikeach. We have a brother who was a full pledged pikeach who had two wives, and the question is which one wife is a ketana and one wife is a chereshes, and the question that we have is which wife is a primary wife. The lo yadinan, for we can't know ibiktana nichalei. Which is the wife that's considered more of a full-fledged wife? And the Gemara explains why we have these questions. Even though this girl right now is a ketana, but she will mature and be a bar das. Or, on the other hand, an argument could be made, b'chareshes nicha, the gdoyli hi, she's already a gdoyla bas biyahi, and she, you could have bia with her, full-fledged bia. Aval, nafal, in a situation that a tana and a chereshes fell to bikeach, mi ochiv, cherish, that the brother who passed away was a cherish, and the brother who passed away, the brother, the cherish who passed away, had two wives, one a ketana, one a chereshes, says the Gemara, in such a situation, vadei b'chereshes nichalei. He certainly would prefer, the chereshes is considered more of the wife. The bas bihi, you could have full-fledged bi with her, because she's already above the age of bas mitzvah. And furthermore, bas minahi, she's similar to him, they're both chereshim. V'mina lo ha'anah, and Rav Nachman says, afilo nachlam achav cheresh, even if the brother who died was a cheresh, and as we just said, he had these two wives, one was a ketana and one was a chereshes, he says, nami mesapkalei. I'm still not quite certain which is the primary wife. So says the Gemara, we now have a challenge. Ketzet tekenosan. That means we have these two wives, one is a chereshes, and one is a ketana, and the halacha is that we just learned doing bia with one of them doesn't help the other one. What should he do? What should he do with these two women? He cannot bia with both of them because the halacha is bais echur habayna v'en habayna shnei batim. So you can't do yibum with both of them. Chalitza with both of them is also not an option. For as we discussed in our previous shir, neither a ketana nor a chereshes are candidates for chalitza. So what should we do? Amar Rav Chisda Marav, what should be done is kindness chereshes, do yibum, might get, and then divorce her, and therefore she's not your wife anymore. The machlokes rishonim, when it says or might get, does that mean immediately, or does it mean only when she becomes a gedola? Tana tamta shentagdol, and then we wait for the tana to become a gedola, and the tana, once she becomes a gedola, is a candidate for chalitza. Comments the Gemara, Amar Rav Chisda, based on this concept, Shmami, we're going to learn Ksav Rav, that as we're learning, and as we're going to get into this primary part of our sugya today, Mitzvah Shem, neither Kedushin, not with a Ketana, nor with a Cheresh, is a full-fledged Kedushin. But Rav Chisda says, even though neither is a full-fledged Kedushin, the deficiencies are not identical. Chereshes, he explains, is Kenuya u'mishiyaris. The kinyan that you have is not considered a full-fledged kinyan. A woman that becomes the husband of a man becomes completely his wife. Where chereshes, that marriage is a limited marriage. And the Rishonim debate, what does that mean? Some explain that she's not completely his wife, only partially his wife. Others explain that the kinyan is a weak kinyan. We know that to marry a wife requires a kinyan. The kinyan with a chereshes is a weak kinyan. And in fact, I saw a very interesting discussion in the Avni Nezer, Evan Ezer's Siman Reish Lamed Vav. What would be the halacha? We know that once a woman is an Eish Ish, she of course cannot have Kedusha with another man. But if we're learning now that the Kedusha with a Chereshes is Kenuya u'mishiyaris, it's not a full-fledged Kenyan, what would be if a man gave Kedusha to a woman who's a Chereshes? And she becomes an Eish Ish, but not a regular Eish Ish, as we're discussing now. And now another man is Mekadeshar. So certainly we know what halacha is, that if a man is Mekadesh and Eishes Ish, it's a meaningless act. What would be if you have a Ketana who is a Chereshes that is married, and then another man marries her? Will that Kedushin be effective? The Avni Nezer discusses it, and presumably it should be connected to the Machlokes Rishonim we just quoted on how to learn Kenuya Mishiyaris. But when we speak about a Ketana, says the Gemara, a Ketana is Kenuya Vein Kenuya. And there are many Peshatim. Rashi's Peshat is that either she is full-fledged wife or she's not. And all the Rishonim try to understand what is this based on. So the Miri explained it's based on a halacha that we keep on learning in our perek. The fact that a girl that's a Ketana could do Miyun under the right circumstances, that is clearly an indication that we're not sure that if it's a Kedushin or not. Others explain that it is a Kedushin Rabbanan, but the fact that she can do Miyun shows that there's a weakness in the Kedushin. And as Ramesh explains, the Rashi says that, of course, the Kedushin of a Ketan is a Kedushin. Isn't that what we've been learning, says Ramesh throughout our parak? But Ramesh comments that even though it's a Kedushin, the Rabbanon, as we discussed already in our shir, this blot, that the halacha is that what happens to one wife affects the other wife. What the Gemara means to say, that since the Kedushin with a Ketana is a weak Kedushin, it's enough that maybe, even though normally what happens to her should affect her tzara, here it won't. Ketana, Kenuya ve'ena Kenuya. These are Kedatach. So what the Gemara is addressing is Rav Chisda was very clear in explaining Rav's opinion. That when we view the Kedushin of a Chereshes, we say it's Kenuya v'mishiyaris. When we view the Kedushin of a Ketana, we call it Kenuya v'ena Kenuya. But not to be reversed. Because says Rav Chisda, Yisak Adatach, Chereshes is Kenuya v'ena Kenuya. And Ketana is Kenuya v'mishiyaris. So then the question is, Chereshes are my kindness of my to beget. Why did he say that when we have this problem, when we have these two wives, the Chereshes, we should counsel them at Tzibaget, Tesev Gabei, she could stay as his wife, and the Bia with the Ketana, or the Chalitza with the Ketana, should not affect her. Because Meman of Shach, Ikenuyahi, if she was fully married to the first husband, so now when the Yavim does Yibum, she's his wife, and there's nothing more to be done.
V'laf knuyehi, and if we're going to say there's no kinyan, hanach spalma. So then she wasn't married to his brother. If she wasn't married to his brother, he could marry her. Says v'chi teima ktana mai tamtam anshatagu teis. So if we're going to take this approach, ask the Gemara, why by the ktana do we say that she should only have chalitza when she's a gedola? Teisagabei, we should make the same argument. Iknuyehi, if she was married to the first husband, so now she could be married fully to the second husband. Knuyehi. V'laf knuyehi, the Christ of Almahi, and why can't he marry her? Says the Gemara, but if that's you're going to say, that he should marry the Ketana first, Chareshes b'may tefek, how will he be able to dissolve the Zika with the Chareshes? He can't do Chalitza, because a Chareshes is not a candidate for Chalitza. Yibum is also not an option, because if the Ketana was married, so then he can't marry the Chareshes because of the concern of Bais Echor Bain of Enabain Shnei Batim. So because of all of these considerations, the only thing we could do is to do Yibum and the Chareshes, then give her a get. All of these are acts that are appropriate for Chareshes, and then wait for the Ketana to become a Gedola, and then let her do Chalitza. One of the concepts where we've discussed in this Masechta a number of times is the concept of a bia psula. What we learned the halacha is that if you have a bia that doesn't completely dissolve the zika, the halacha is that even though we said a moment ago that the bia with one wife is effective for the second wife, not when it's a bia psula. Says the Gemara, Amar Rav Sheshes, that was a word of introduction. Says the Gemara, Amar Rav Sheshes, Hachinam Mistabro, Krimataritz of Chizda Leiv the Rav. What Rav Chizda, in explaining Rav's opinion, again, was very clear to say that the Ketana is, that the Chareshes is Kanuya Mishuyeres, and the Gedoila, the Chareshes is Kanuya Mishuyeres, and the Ketana is a Suffolk, we're not sure is Knuya v'ena Knuya, says the Gemara, Hachinami Mistabrik Rav Chizda, Kometarach Rav Chizda, I'll leave the Rav. What Rav Chizda said in explaining Rav's opinion is absolutely correct. The Tanya, the Braisa teaches us, Shtei Achim Nesun Shtei Achoyes, two brothers were married, two sisters, one is a Ketana and one is a Chareshes. Now, if both are married, if one is Kedusha Deraisa, or both are equivalent, Kedusha Derabonon, they're both Ketanas, or they're both Chareshes, the halacha is that the halacha is a chayis isha doesn't have to have yibam chalitza. But now, well, one is a Chareshes and one is a Ketana. So we don't know who is the one we have zika and that there should be an a chayis kukasa issue with. Meis balash a Ketana, and not a husband of the Ketana dies, and the Ketana falls for yibam to her brother-in-law who's married to her sister, the Chareshes. So now, the Chareshes can't remain with her husband because she's a chaysu kukasai. So the halach is Chareshes yoytz beget, he has to divorce her. The Ketana tamtam shetagdav techlets. And the Ketana should wait until she becomes a gedolah and a candidate for chalitza. Continues the Gemara, Meis Bala Shal Chareshes, of the husband the Chareshes died, and the Chareshes, her sister, falls for Yibam. The Chareshes, the sister of the Ketana, falls to Yibam to the husband of the Ketana, and now there's an issue of a Chayse Kukasai. So the question is that Ketana Yoytz Beget, we could divorce her, because the halacha is, because since she's only a Ketana, she can't disrupt the marriage that he has with her sister, the Chareshes, and therefore, Ketana Yoytz Beget, the Chareshes Oysel Oysel. He can't take the Chareshes, because the halacha is that she may be a Chos Yevimtai. Vim Baal Chareshes, but let's say the man didn't listen, and he did do relations with the Chareshes after he divorced the sister who's the Ketana. The halacha is nice like get, so she has gets a get vote and she can marry anyone else. So says the Gemara. Now the Gemara makes its point. Yeah, b'shlama chareshes kenuyim mishiyaris, that the chareshes is the one that doesn't have a full-fledged kinyan. And the ketana is the woman who's kenuyim v'ena kenuyim. B'shem hachi, well, we could understand, the kibal chareshes, when he had relations with the chareshes, then she becomes his wife. Because we need to assume that her sister that is a ketana is not at all married. And if she is married, because then she's allowed to get married to the shuk, because she's in a chayis ishtai. And therefore, nois not get for chotra. And you don't even need to div chalitza. Damrit, because we say manavshach. Ik tana knuyahi, if she was married, hanafka mishim a chayis isha. Then she doesn't have an issue, because she's in a chayis ishtai. The chareshes is an achayis ishay. V'ilav kenuya, and if the ketan is not kenuya, shapim miyabim. He could do yibim with the chareshes because she was never married to the brother. Since she was never married to the brother, she's not a candidate for yibim. Eliam chareshes kenuya v'ena kenuya. And ketan kenuya mishiyeres. So now we have a problem. Kibal chareshes, once he has relations with the chareshes after his brother married the ketana. Amay noisen get votra. Why was it suggested that giving a get is good enough? Maybe the chareshes is his full-fledged wife, and the ketana is the one that has the weak kinyan. And if the ketana has the weak kinyan, the chareshes, who is her sister, who had a kinyan, he shouldn't be allowed to marry her because she's in a chayis ishtai. Have a bia psula, and it will be a bia psula, that type of yibam. A bia psula, as I said a few moments ago, le patrim in a yibam. Says the Gemara, that question is not such a strong question, because homani, who is the tan of this braisa? From the chemihi. Dama bia psal p'turus mechalitza, and that a bia psula doesn't bother us. Ask the Gemara, if you're going to interpret that we're going according to the chemia, aim a sefer. Let's continue learning that braisa. The braisa says that if you have a person that had two wives, one wife was a ketana and one wife was a chareshes, the halacha is, and they're not sisters. Misha yinos ishtei yisoymus, somebody's married to two women, ketana of chareshes, a mace, a boy yovim al ketana, if the yovim has relations with the ketana, then he could go have relations with the chareshes. Or he should bar achiv al chareshes, nesu shtayim, then the chareshes of the ketana become osur to yavam that did yibam with the ketana. And why? The chareshes becomes osur because if we're going to say that marriage to the ketana is a full-fledged marriage, so then when the zika of the chareshes falls away because she's at a chayis ishtai, and the ketana, the halach is manavshach. If the kinyan with the ketana is a kinyan gomer, so then once he did bia with the ketana, nothing else counts. And the bia with the chareshes, once there's a full-fledged yibam, we've learned this halacha many times, there's no room for anything anymore. If the kinyan with the ketana is nothing, so she's not even a yivama here, and therefore her yibam is meaningless. But Chazal said that even though she should be allowed to remain with him, Chazal made a takana that she can't remain with him. So keitzah takanosam, what should they do? Chareshes yoytzes beget, the chareshes she get a get, the ketana, and the ketana tamtana shetag devetachlitz. She wait till she becomes a gedoyl and av chalitza. And here again, the Gemara makes its point. Yam b'shlomo, if we're going to say that chareshes knuya mishieres, and ketana knuya v'ena knuya, and we're following the opinion of Rabban and that the bia psula is not a problem. Shem hachi, damtan ashtag devatechlitz. Dilma kodim ubal chareshes bereisha, because maybe the yavam will do bia on the chareshes first, and then he's going to do bia with ketana. And since he did bia with the chareshes first, even though it's a weak kinyan, the halach is have a bia the ketana. The bia that's going to take place with the ketana afterwards is going to be a bia psula. Because the Torah says, "Bais echuru b'ayinu v'ayinu b'ayinu shnei batim." And since the bia with the ketana, we now are learning is going to be a bia psula. That's why it doesn't take care of the Zikas Yubim.
Eli Amrit, if we're going to say the Ketana is Knuya Mishiyaris, and the Chareshis is the individual who's a Sofik, Hama Biya Psula Paturim, the Chemya, Hama Biya Psula Patra, Shmamina, so why would she be a problem? Shmamina. Omeresha, Mereisha Nam Shmamina, from the Resha of this, then we could also learn the Rabbanahi, that we're following the opinion of Rabbanah and Natram Nechemya. The Ketani, if the husband of the sister who's a Chareshis passed away, or Baal HaChareshis, and the Yavim had relations with that woman, Nois L'Get V'Chotra. Like Tani, and Baal Al-Ketana Nois L'Get V'Chotra. We say, by the Ketana, Tantanach Tagd V'Chotra. The Brisa didn't say that the Bia is enough, that the, and that's all we need. Because the bia that took place here was a bia psula, and we're following the opinion of the Rabbanan that a bia psula doesn't exempt. Imishem ha, says the Marv, that shirai loy iria. Chareshet the last day to counter that teira. A chareshet that the aloch is, as we said, he shouldn't marry her. A chalitz is not an option. Tani to counter the surah. We speak about if he married her, even though he shouldn't have. Ketana this like to counter that teira. That we can wait till she becomes a gedoyl and do chalitza. That's why loytani tekanta disura. Says the Mishnah Mishnah Yonos l'shtei yisoymus ketanis v'meis. Somebody was married to two yisoymus ketanis and passed away. Or ba yavam al rishoyna, and the yavam had relations with the first wife. V'chazu ba'al shniya, and then he had relations with the second wife who's a ketana. Oy sheba achav shniya, or his brother had relations with the second wife. V'pasos rishoyna, because as we keep on repeating, that both of those marriages are equivalent. And since both of those marriages are equivalent, the halacha is that whatever happens with the first wife is considered what is important. The second one is biznos. However, if somebody is married to ketana chareshes, and ba yav mal ketana, chazu ba'al chareshes, or sheba achav al chareshes, paslas ketana, because we can't be sure that the yivim with the ketana is any stronger, maybe weaker than the yivim with the gedoyl, with the chareshes. As we spoke earlier in our shiur, we don't know which is the primary wife. Ba yavam al chareshes, v'chaz ba al ketana, or sheba achav al ketana, pasul as chareshes, because maybe the bia ketana, the yivim with the ketana, is the stronger yibum than the yibum, is the stronger yibum than the yibum with the chareshes. Pikas chareshes, if somebody is married to a regular woman and a chareshes, ba yavam al pekas, v'chazab al chareshes, o shabach al chareshes, lepasas pikachas. Because since yibum was conducted with the pikachas, a yibum that's conducted with the pikachas is a full-fledged yibum. Since that yibum is considered a full-fledged yibum, if now he goes and has relations with the other woman, it's a meaningless act because ein acha bia klum, a rule that we've learned many times in our masechta. Ba yavam al chareshes, but if it was done in the reverse order, where first he had relations with the chareshes, and then v'chazu ba'al pikachas, and then he had relations with the pikachas, oishu ba'al achav al pikachas, pasulas chareshes. Why? Because the bia with the pikachas is a very strong bia. She's a real candidate for Yibum. The bia with the chareshes, as we've been discussing in our shiur throughout, is a weak act. And therefore, once he did the bia with the pikachas, it disqualifies the bia that already took place with the chareshes. Gedoyla v'ketana. If somebody was married to two wives, one is a gedoyla and one is a ketana. Ba al gedoyla v'chazu ba al ketana. Because the bia with the gedoyla, as we keep on repeating, is a full-fledged, the bia with the gedoyla is a full-fledged bia. What about ba yavam al ketana, v'chaz ba al gedoyla, v'shaba achav al gedoyla, pasal as a ketana, because this is a much stronger act than the original act with the ketana. Rabbi Lezer says that if he had relations with the gedoyla after he had relations with the ketana, what we should do is melamda ketana shtamon boy, and she'll never be considered having been married to the brother, and she's not part of the picture here. Amar Yehuda Mishma Allah Rabbi Lazar, that this is the halacha that, like Rabbi Lazar just said, that in this situation we treat to tell this girl to do mian. The Ken Amar Rabbi Lazar Halach Rabbi Lazar Ken Amar Rabbi Lazar Halach Rabbi Lazar. We spoke before in a case in the Mishnah where we have somebody with two sisters. One is a Kedusha Derabbanan, a Ketana, and one is a Kedusha Gedoyla. The Rabbi Lezer says that we teach, he's already married to the Ketana. We spoke about this in our previous shiurim. And now a Gedoyla falls to him. Rabbi Lezer's opinion was we teach the Ketana to do Miyun, so she's not in a Chais Sukkosai, she's out of the picture. And then he could do, after she does that, he could do Yibum Achalitza with the sister-in-law. Same concept that Rabbi Lezer teaches us. Melamnim as a Ketana Shetamoin. Says the Gemara, why do we have to have this mentioned twice? Betzricha. Dietra HaKamaisa, when we're speaking about the two sisters, that's B'Hakam Shmuel Ak Rabbi Lezer. Shem D'loi Kai Mitzis Yibum. He's not going to have the Mitzis Yibum. Like this, by teaching the girl to do Miyun, as we just explained, once she's out of the picture because she did Miyun, he could do Yibum with his sister-in-law. Av Behal. But in our case, where the Kai Mitzis Yibum, when he's doing Yibum with the Gedoyla and the Ketana, Eima, maybe what we should say in such a case, the Tavayu, Lifku Beget, they shouldn't teach the Ketana to do Miyun. V'yashvim Behal, Mishim the Ketayla Ram Yikamei. In our case, he should have done Yibum with the Gedoyla. The Ketana is meaningless in the place of a Gedoyla. Aval Idach, where it's a much more complicated situation, because even though there's more of a chiv with a Gedoyla, as we keep on repeating, but that Gedoyla was a Chais Ishtoi. So maybe there we don't teach it to do, there we won't teach the Ketana, which was actually Rav Gamliel's opinion, to do Mian. That's why Rav Lezer tells us in all cases, Tzricha, that she should do Mian. Yavam Shabbal Yavam Ketana. If you have a Yavam Katan who's 9 years old that had Bia with Yavam Ketana, it says the Mishnah Yigdul Zemze, even though what he did might not have been considered an act of Yivam because he's still a Katan, but there's nothing wrong. I let them grow up together and then they'll be completely married. Baal Yavam Gedoyla. What happens if you have a Yavam who's a Katan that has relations with a Yavam who's a Gedoyla? Tegadlena. Since she felt him for Yibum, the halacha is they can remain together. And giving a get after he does Yibum with her is not an option. And the reason it's not an option is because a katan can't give a get. If a Yivama had, there was Yibum done to a Gedoyla, to a Yivama, and she says within the first 30 days, lo nivalti, the Yibum was not consummated with a Bia, the halach is, we force him to do a chalitza. Lach, since we believe her, that he didn't do the bia, and they, because it's possible that since they were only together for 30 days, that he did not do bia, so he obviously doesn't want to consummate this yibum, so we ask him, please do chalitza. But it was achah shloishim yoyim, then we're not so quick to believe her, because it's difficult to accept that they were living together for more than 30 days and he didn't do bia. And therefore, in such a case, she claims that they did not have bia. The yibum was not consummated. So she says she's a yivam l'shuk. And we have a concept throughout halacha. Shavya nafshe chaticha desura. Her statement says that she has to have chalitza. And somebody, shavya nafshe chaticha desura, achloikas rachroinim, how to understand that? What is the reasoning behind Shavya Nafshe Chaticha Desura? One is that that's the namonis. That's something that we trust the person to say. Others say it works with the concept of neder. But whatever concept we say, according to her version, she deserves chalitza because the yibum wasn't consummated. He isn't saying that. So we ask him because otherwise she'll be stuck. She'll remain a Yivam L'shuk, Vakshim and a Shiach L'tzlot. Bezman Shu Moida, the Aloch, however, if he admits that he did not do Bia, Afil Achshneim Asa Chodesh, even they were together for 12 months, then chalitz is absolutely required. If you have a couple, and this woman made a nether that she doesn't want to have any benefit from her brother-in-law. She didn't get along with her brother-in-law. And now her husband dies without children. She can't marry him. She can't have yibum. She's not going to have any benefit from her. Under these circumstances, we force him to do chalitza. But if she made such a nether after her husband died, then she should have never made such a nether. In this case, we've actually made a shiachtzla. If even when the nether was made before she was his yavama, she made the nether while her husband was still alive, that she was also to her brother-in-law. But it's very clear that the purpose of her doing so, was to make that he should not be able to do yibum. Then, even though the nether was made b'chayi bala, the halach is that she should have never made such a nether, and he doesn't have to do chalitza, but we ask him, Vakshimana, please, to do chalitza. It says the Maralema Masnissen that our Mishnah says that if the cotton did yibum with his yivama, who is a ketana or gedoyla, they should remain together until he becomes a gadol, the like Rameya is not consistent, as the Gemara with the opinion of Rameya. The Tanya, cotton ketana, Rameya says that cotton ketana are never candidates like chalzim loy mishabim the Rameya. So why does our Mishnah suggest that they could do yibum and just stay together at least until he becomes a gadol? Answers the Gemara field time Rameya. Kiam Rameya, the doyle of cotton. When Ramey speak about it, that when the one he's a gadol, one's a gadol and the other one's a cotton. The doyle of cotton or ktana le gadol. The chabanai be the suru. The halacha is that if he's a soros, which Ramey is always concerned for that distinct possibility, so there's no mitzvah, and she's an eshesach. Avakot nabal ktana. They're both not chayiv and mitzvahs. Loi Amar Ramey didn't speak about that case. Says the Gemara, but you're saying that Ramey will agree that if he's a cotton and she's a gadol, or vice versa, they shouldn't get married. Because Ramey is concerned that there may not be a mitzvah here, and therefore she's an eshesach. But let's learn the words of a Mishnah, asked the Gemara. Ktani, our Mishnah says, Baal Yivama Gedoyla, that he's a cotton and she's a gedoyla, and to gadlena. But Ramey says in such a case, yibum shouldn't be done. The Mishnah is not talking about al-chatchila. Al-chatchila, Ramey tells us that in such a case, yibum shouldn't be done. And if we would have asked, we would have said not to do it. But what happened was he did have relations, says the Gemara. Because the gadlena kamar, that means that she'll remain together. So yes, you'll say the first act to be shouldn't have happened. They didn't ask any questions and they did it. But now the Mishnah is saying they could continue remaining together. How may they continue remaining together? Koin Rameya. Kabeya debia, asurahu. Every time that they have relations, which according to Rameya, they shouldn't have those relations, because as we just finished explaining, according to Rameya, this may be a situation of eshesach. How do we let them remain together? Al machvata, we have no choice but to say the masnisin like Rameya. The Mishnah doesn't follow the opinion of Rameya. Says the Gemara, kri kan. So why is yivama cotton allowed to be? Why is that permissible? Kri kan lahakim la'achav shame v'hal la'bar hachihu. So the question is, by cotton and a ketana, we just finished learning, they can remain together. But if he's a cotton, he's not in the category of lahak of shame, that he could bring children to the world. And if that's the case, if he's a cotton, why do we allow that yibum to stand, albeit when she's a ketana? Answers, that even though he's only a cotton, any act of bia is sufficient. Even without that, Mika Mida the Hashta Sirle, if you're going to say why is a cotton yibum is prohibited? Well, basa shata, but when he'll become a gadol, sharya. Ask the Gemara, but we've learned earlier in our Masechta, Vamar Yudam Araf, Kol Yavam Hashem and Nikar B'Shas Nafil Yavam Alea, if at the moment of death, Yivam wasn't an option, and was saying that if he's a cotton, Yivam's not an option, Harei Kesh Sach Shesh Lebanim, and she remains Osutim forever. Vema Hachinami, but maybe that indeed is the case, and that the Halacha will be that if he's a cotton, the Dinim of Yivam weren't said to him. Says the Gemara, "Amakra ki yesh v'achah yachdav afilo ben yom echad." We learned extensively at the beginning of our Masechta. At the beginning of our Masechta, we learned extensively that in order for a brother to be the brother that can do yibam machalitza, he had to be together with the deceased brother at least some part of their lives together, even one day. But if the brother only came to the world after his brother died, then he's not a candidate for Yibam. But if he was born a day before his brother died, then he could be the one to do Yibam. But if we're saying that the only one that could do Yibam is a brother who could have a real bia, so why could such a brother who's just a day old be able to do Yibam? If we're saying now that if at the moment of death he can't do bia, there is no place for him here at all. Is a raya that the fact that he can't do bia currently, but he will be able ultimately to do bia, it's enough of a reason that he's a candidate for Yibam. Yes, Ramea says that if the Yavama is a gedola, it shouldn't be done. But if it was done, the halacha is, if it was with a ktana, they should remain together. But with a gedola, Ramea, the Mishnah says they can remain together until he becomes a gadol, and then everything is perfect. And according to Ramea, they should not remain together.